So basically, we have the Gemara. We're trying to understand the machlekes in the Mishnah between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim. So we're saying that that Rabbi Elazar holds is no that the Chachamim say by a gedola, a large mat. By a large mat, they say that generally speaking, nobody uses it as it's very uncomfortable. So if you make it, probably you made it for schach, unless you clearly specify otherwise. And by a small mat, the Chachamim say probably it's for schach, and it's probably for schach. A small mat is more comfortable, so probably stam is considered for is a keli. It's makabel too. We can't even schach unless it doesn't have a schach. Abelazar says achad gedola achitana. They all have the same thing like a gedola. That always been a stam will say it's for schach because it's very uncomfortable. Even a small one, relatively speaking, is uncomfortable unless you specify. Says the Gemara Abayi Hachi. If that's pshat, Abelazar says achas ktana v'achas gedola. Why does it say achas ktana v'achas gedola? According to what you're saying right now, is everyone agrees when it comes to gedola the minas tamas is chachas uncomfortable? What's the machlekes by ktana? So what the Rabbi Elazar should have said is achas gedola. It's a given that you agree on, and I'm also going to add achas ktana, not the reverse. So your Rabbi Elazar says achas ktana v'achas gedola. He should have said achas gedola v'achas ktana gedola. He should have said that a small one like a big one. That's question number one. But furthermore. Keep Paul, you're saying they're only arguing by a small one. In fact, they're arguing by a large one as well. The chamho, the large one, is so uncomfortable, you definitely use it for schach. And Abeleza argues as well. And he says, no, you thought Abeleza was being mekel. You could always use it for schach. On the contrary, even a big one, he says, min hastam, it's for a mattress. And therefore, you shouldn't use it for schach unless you clearly have a mind schach. How do we know that? The Tanya, the Braisa. Machatzele es hakonim. You have these mats made out of reeds. Big gedola, the Tanakama says, if it's a large one, min hastam, we can use it for schach. You can use it schach. Probably, it's not meant for it to be a mattress. However, Abeleza, if you did something to make sure it's not mekabel tumah, how? Like clearly specifying I want it to be schach, then misachimba. Just the opposite of what you said. Elo, when I pop up, concludes, you're right. We're going to change your upshot. Big tana, when it comes to a small one, which is quite comfortable, and the chachamim say that if you make stam a small one, we will assume it's made to be a bed, a keli, and therefore you cannot use the chachal to specify. Kuli amale pligi, the stam el shchiva, it's probably for shchiva. Ki pligi big doyla, they're arguing by a doyla. You're right, Rabbi Elazar is actually machmir, a large mat. We just started. Tanikama, so a stam gudayla the sichet tanikama holds. Generally speaking, a large one is yuschach, and a beleza sava that even a stam is still a keli. Can't even chach unless it clearly specifies. Stam gudayla nami lishchibem. I in the Mishnah says a my also lishchibem to come. What do you mean made for shchibem? You just said a beleza holds. You just said a beleza holds that a stam is meant. A stam is. A stam, even a large one, automatically assume is made for a mattress. So why does he use the words us all the shchiva as if you had to specify I'm making it for shchiva? Says the Gemara, "Hachikama stam asiyas and nami lishchiva adol zichur." Whenever you make it, you automatically assume that it's to be a mattress, unless you clearly have a mind to be schach. Okay. Okay, now we're going to learn some things about tumah. We learned machatzeles. If you have a mat made out of shifa or shalgomi, made out of these materials that are quite comfortable, they're very tender. So therefore, gidoyla, if it's a large one, we'll say that it's, even though it's made out of material that's pretty comfortable, a large one generally is not made for a mattress. We're going to assume you made it for schach misachiba. But ktana, if it's a small one, because it's comfortable, we're going to assume a mesach, but you made it for a mattress, and you shouldn't be mesach. Rashi, second middle wide line, shifa, pavel, and gomi is yoinik. The rachin, a tender hichel, stam, ktana, if it's small, yesh behen l'shchiva, and we'll presume that you made it for shchiva. Loishna gedele, okay, that's next Rashi, that's next Gemara. Okay. So make a difference between a gedela and a ktana. A gedela men astam you won't use as a mattress and therefore use as chach, and the ktana men astam you will use as a mattress, you can't use as chach. Says Gemara back to Gemara. What about shalkoni made out of reed, which is tougher, or shalchelas, some other kind of material as well, I'm not sure what it is. It's also pretty rough. So then, gedula, not gedela, gedula. Gedula means if it's braided, misachiba, it's very uncomfortable then, and that, I don't care if it's large or small, but if it's braided, It's very uncomfortable. Definitely you're making it for schach. What else are you making it for? Aruga, but if it's woven together, then it's not so rough. Again, I don't care if it's large or small. If it's woven together, we'll say that it's much more comfortable, and maybe you made it as a mattress. Rashi. This is the middle of the other Rashi. What's gedula? Maise shashris. Braiding. Shehi of its thick. If it ain't a chalokah, it isn't smooth. Loishna aruga, she chalokah smooth. This is the first time. It makes no difference if it's braided or if it's woven, which is much smoother. The only difference is whether it's a large or a small one. I don't care how it's put together. The only difference is, according to in the first examples of Gummy and Shefi, all I care about is if it's large or small. But when it comes to reeds, they're much tougher. And its stem of its thick. Definitely you won't use it as a mattress. I feel like Tana, no matter how what size, the anal, the shchiva, nobody uses a mattress, the fish, he, of its stick, the anal, chaloka, and it's not smooth, the eichel, and kosher, very tough. Aruga, aim, besachim, but if it's woven, then it's not so bad, and you can use it as a mattress. The stomel, the shchiva, probably for sleeping, though, the gil, orga, you didn't weave it, it's a big job. Why would they weave it? Ella, the shchiva, on the sleeping, shtei chaloka, the noich, easy. Says the Moravite, Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Yasi, I'm Mishra Rabib. The Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yasi, says the name of his father, Achazu. The Achazu, I don't care if it's woven, I don't care if it's braided, Mesachiba, it's too tough, it's too rough, nobody will sleep on it, probably it's made for Schach, unless you specify otherwise. For roofing, or here we use it for blinds. Yeah, which is definitely not comfortable. Oh, if it's a keli for that, you mean? This is the whole thing in the beginning. People were buying all these blinds, you know, these shutters that look like schach. And said, oh, schach. So that's also keli. Says the Gemara, right? V'chein hoy Rab Deisa, Eimek Rab Deisa, agreed with Rabbi Shmuel, that there's no difference. If it's made of those materials, it's uncomfortable. I don't care if it's woven, or I don't care if it's a braided, you cannot use it. Says the Gemara, Tan Hasa, we learned over there, Kol HaChaitzles, what exactly Chaitzles will Susi Machlekes the Gemara? Metamin. Now we're going to bring, okay, the criteria for Schach is whether it's something Mekabel Tumah or not. So now we're going to look at the laws of Tumah about these things and see, and come back to Sukkah. Kol HaChaitzles, Metamin, Tumim Es. There's two kinds of Tumah. There's a normal kind of tumah which starts from tummy mace, which is we touch an avi avoice, and then there's a rishon and so on, an av and a rishon and so on. And there's another kind of tumah called tumas midras. Tumas midras is that if a zov or something sits on it or stands on it, it becomes a very high level of tumah. But a tumas midras can only be if it's something that's meant to be sat on, like a chair. We're having more psachim in a third pedic, a chair or something that you can sit on, or something that's meant to stand on. It's meant to be a keli to receive fruits, and a zov touches it, does not have tumas midras. So, these mats, metamin tummy mess. They're metamin tummy mess, not midas tummy mess. Like any other keli, divir abdesa. No, they're metamin midas. So before we go any further, midas in tummy mess. Like Mara understood that when you say midas, you mean only midas. How can it be? We know that every midas can also become tummy mess. The chiddush is that a tummy mess, not everything that can become tummy through tummy mess can become tummy midas. If it's a keli, a utensil to receive fruits. If a person, a tummy mace, touches it, it becomes tummy. But if a zov sits in it, whatever it is, it doesn't, because it's not meant to be a seat. It's a keli. So every tummy mace, every tumas midas can become a tummy mace, but every tummy mace is now become a tummy midas. So what do you mean, does the Chacham say only tummy midas? Ask the Gemara, this is like Russia. Chacham midas eat tummy mace, leva, and we learn, kola mitami midas mitami tummy mace. That every tummy midas also can become tummy mace. Moshe, right. Ema, read what it meant was af midas. Okay, this is a digression. We'll get back to the point in a second. Rashi. Call out three lines in white line. Kolchayim Fadish. Mayi, mitam, mitam, mech, kolayim, mekeli, em, it's a keli, min hastam, u mekamlus, tummim, the mekabal tummim. The hide in okay tummy mace. Why? From all the tummims, did you only choose lucky tummy mace? You can become tummy from an avatummim, from a shedded, from a rishon, whatever. Mishum deboy ifluge b'midas. He wants to make a distinction between midas and tumi meis. Shu avatuma midas itself azov touches. What level of tumi is it? It ranks in the level of avatuma. Nokinami tumi meis shu avatuma. Bar kamar hachoitzlis keli heimutuma. That choitzis is the machlekes. This guy says that choitzis is a keli for tumi as well. Avol einam yuchadus shchiva, but it's not suitable for midas because it's not really meant to be lean on. This choitzis is not like a mat that you can sleep on. They become up to me if the zav steps on it, but it's not. This chaytzes, what susibu chaytzes is, does not have tumis midris, according to the Tanakh, according to Rab Deisa, does not have tumis midris at all, because it's not used for sleeping. The only way you can have avatum is through the mace itself. That should be tumay mace. If you say that this ranks the tumay mace, I mean this came in contact with the mace itself. Okay, the Chum disagree. They say tumis midas. They say no. That this chaytzis, whatever chaytzis is meant for sleeping. So therefore, if a zav steps on it, it's tumis midas because it's meant for sitting, lying, standing. I they midas nas over tumis by stepping on it because over tumis lefisha asur l'shchiv. It's meant to be sleeping. The more asked like Russian midas in tumis. But now we learn kol matam midas tumis. Anything which comes to midas is shaykh tumis meis. We are in lechola tumis. We don't necessarily mean tumis meis. Any tumis you're going to get a sheretz if it touches sheretz. Uben avela. But hide the locker tumis meis. Why? Because over tumis meidi. Because in midas, if a zav touches it, it's such a strong tumor. The Torah says mechadish that if it sits on something, that thing becomes equal to the zav himself, becomes an avat tumor. Becomes an avatum, and the only way you can become avatum in normal tumah is if you touch a mace. A mace is an aviyah voice. If you touch a mace, you become an avatum. If you touch a sheret, you become a rishon. We're trying to bring two, the two tumas are equal. The same level, exactly. So the only way you can reach a level of tumas midas is if you touch a mace itself. That's why we're saying the whole time tumas mace. Nasa ava tumikashi tumas. The ain loch mitame midas. What can accept the tumah of tumah midas? Ella hamayuchid l'shchiv, if it's meant for leaning or sleeping. The keeping the shavatash is keli hu, and if it's a bechol shu keli midas metame bechol tumah. Now, in order to become tummy, any other tumah has to be a keli. The rule of a pshutik kleitz is not mekabel tumah. It has to be a pshutik matches can, but pshutik kleitz a flat piece of wood. It has served no purpose. It's not mekabel tumah. But anything which is mekabel tumah's midris also is considered a keli for the tumahs of other tumahs. So if you're a tummy clay midris, it can also mekabel tumahs from a mace.
But nowadays, flat piece of wood could be a floor. And you can make a floor out of
so that. So was it that a keli?
It's not a keli.
No. So the whole thing here, if you have boards, right? Which is smooth and whatever it is. What's that? It's pretty creative.
Yeah.
Even smoothed out. So, once you formed it into a keli of some sort, but if you make all
the only difference is, okay, one second. The only difference in Moran Shabbos we had, which Rashi will alert to, we had Moran Shabbos that if a tumah is midras, in the case where something can be a tumah is midras, then it's mekabel tumah from a mace, even if it's not a keli, with a kabel chaymer from mefetz. We had a kabel chaymer that if it's mekabel midras, surely it's mekabel tumah is mace, even in a case where it's not a normal keli. Had it not been mekabel midras, you would say it's not tumah is mace because it's not a proper keli. But once there's a chalois of tumas midras on this thing here, then kabel chaymer tells us that it's also mekabel tumah is mace. So Rashi says over here. But Philip Sutikleitz, the Alfino, even normally it's not Makabal Tumah, but where it is Makabal Midrash, it will be Makabal Tumah's best as well. Why? Because we live Makabal Chemers at the Shabbos. Mephis, Bemes, Menayin, Vedinus, Kabal Chemers. The Sefer, the Himishne, the Yeshu, Metame, Tame, Mates, but the reverse is very shaykh. Usually, there are plenty of things that are Makabal Tumah's mess, a Kaili for Pedis or whatever, for Eichel, and yet Vedinus Hamedis. Behainu, Mashu, Kaili. Anything which is a Kaili is Makabal Tumah, the normal lineage of Tumah, but won't become Tumah Midrash. It's not meant for sleeping. Any tumah except midas. If the slept on it, it's toyer. The tumah of midas is not that if he touched it with his hands, he stepped on it or sat on it. Tumah's midas is not mekabel tumah unless it's miyuchid to be a midas. What we had in the third pedig was about if he took a keli, he turned it over and he put flour to make it like plaster to sit on it and so on. Kupas, what's called Kupasoid. Exceptionally, they told him to stand and do our malacha. Okay. Amos attacking more as it actually have midrash a keli hands a keli vasuin l'shchiva. Back to the Gemara. So we need to know now what this chaitz is. Abdeisa holds a chaitz is not miuchid l'shchiva. The Chum holds it is. What's this? I remember the previous Gemara. Abdeisa agreed. Abdeisa agreed that regard bank kachol bank. You know whether it's woven, whether it's braided, it's always what it was always mekabel tum. It's never meant for shchiva. He holds it's never meant for shchiva. And therefore, it's always good for schach. Okay, what is chaitis? Amar Avdimi bar Hamduri. Avdimi bar Hamduri said, Mar Zuvli. Did I? Where did I go? But no, you didn't.
No,
my chaitis. I said that. That's the proof. But any Talmidus is also coming mess. So it means only af. What's chaitis? Avdimi bar Hamduri said, Mar Zuvli. Freddy Gemara, what does that help us? My Mar Zuvli. Amar Abba Mizavli. You know what Mar Zuvli is? Mar Zuvli is Mizavli. No, what a zavli is, it was made out of leather, like a leather pouch. They used to store their fruit or food in there, like a canteen or something for food. But they always use it as a pillow. It was thick leather, and they used to use it as a hide.
Stuffed leather.
Yeah, and they used to use it as a pillow. So that's what it is. And so therefore, because they use it as a pillow also, it's also the shchivanat, Rashi. Rashi, I don't know what the shesher words, but Rashi, the zavli, bilus. It's made for shepherds. They used to put it under the heads to sleep on it. Okay. Well, our main point is Abshim Malakish. Abshim Malakish says, Machzol is mamish. Talk about mats. These mats to sleep on. Why does he hold that chaitzes means mats? And according to the Shlakish, it comes out like this. It comes out according to the Shlakish that. Now this Mishnah, which says Kol Achoitzlus, Rabdeisa says is metame tami meis, means a machzelis. They talk about a machzelis, and a machzelis is not made for shchiva. And the Chum says a machzelis is made for shchiva. And we'll get back to the question in a minute. First of all, what's the Ma'aseh Shlakish? Shlakish, Hareini Kaporos Rabchiya Bonav. I should be a Kaporos Rabchiya and his sons when they passed away. I should be a Kaporos. In Gemara Kedushin, we'll learn that the first 12 months after somebody passed away, he said, Hareini Kaporos Mishkovet. That all the Yisurim I have should be a Kaporos for the Avedis, or I take upon myself the Avedis. And the Rishayim bring a Raya from here that's not even your father, because Rabchiya, it's not even your Rebbe. Rabchiya was much older than Shlakish. Remember Gemara Bamatsir, Rabbi Yechon is one who taught to Shlakish. Rabbi Yechon learned by Rebbe, maybe Rabchiya, but Shlakish never did. Rish Lakish is later. So it's a right that if it's your Rebbe, is also considered a Rebbe. You can say Reino Kaparos Mishkovei. And even after 12 months, this is way after 12 months of his passing. Anyway, he said the interesting thing. Shebetchile kishenashtakha teide mi Yisrael. When the Eden forgot the teide. What do you mean he forgot the teide? Ola Ezra bebovel the yosta. Ezra came from bubble and reestablished it. Now that doesn't mean he forgot the whole teide. If he forgot a few, didn't. But the Gemara Sanhedrin says that he forgot the alphabet. And he brought a new alphabet in. But Rashi says over here, "Any kaparos yisurin haboyin olai the kaparos of Rabchiya. Any trouble that happened in this world should be a kapara for Rabchiya. Bon of you. That's the lashon in Yiddish. Every time something bad happens, oh, so it's not kapara, and so on. The lashon kavaru zeh kishu maskit over Rabbi Lachem Yisrael. Again, you should say this after your father or your Rebbe says Rashi. Shtachet Yisrael loin shtachet kulam. That you've had the whole Torah. El halachas shechuchas mebnei pseida. This is the story with Hill, which you had him psachim. They forgot the halacha when Pesach was on a Shabbos, he could be bringing a korban Pesach not. So Rosh is welcome to psachim al dvarim. Okay, so Ben Ezra as well, they forgot a few halachas, and Ezra brought it up. And then we actually learned that Ezra, if Moshe wouldn't give the Torah, Ezra would have been role to give us the Torah. Then it says Chazav Nishtach. Again later on, they forgot the Torah. Everything came from bubble. Where did the Torah always? It's amazing. Every time the Torah Jews in Israel forgot the Torah, it was a chutzal arus because they came in and had to remind them. All the Hil HaBavli the Yazda. Hil HaBavli came and reestablished the Torah. Now the way we're learning more Pesachim, the story sounds like Shmaya of Talion with the Nasim in Israel, and Hillel went to learn. Then he went to Babel, became the leader in Babel, and then when they forgot the laws, they brought Hillel from Babel to tell them what to do. Look at Tesis here, the last Tesis. Oli Hillam above the Yosta. Shalomad Mishmai Vatali, Gidisa Bepsach Vedo Dvarim. What does he want? Most of the first learned that Tesis learning the Shmai Vatali were actually in Bavel. They were not in Edisro. They were the teachers in Bavel. And Hillel learned from them. And therefore he knew the Din. Only the last year of their life So they learned that only the last year of their life of the Nosin, that really they all came above. All the giants, and the Gemara is saying here that all the giants in learning, all were Chutzlarz Nukas. Remember that. We got something over here. Rashi, all in the bubble. Back then, before, you know, 12 years before the Chur Mitzvah Midrash, they sent the Yechonya went down there, and he went there to set up. And we're having Margitin that Rav came early to Babel before the second, you know, coming, and he set yeshivas up so that the Gemara should be able to start in Babel. And that's how the whole Gemara started. So there's always somebody coming there, opening yeshivas, and creates communities. Then the Rishonim have a problem in the next piece of Gemara, and that is. Again, they forgot learning in Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Chiya Banav came from Babel also. We know that Rav came from Babel. And Rav Chiya and Rav Chiya was Rav's uncle. Rav's father, Avoy, was the brother of Rav Chiya. And Rav's mother, Amoy, was the sister of Rav Chiya. And then the Mepharshim tried to figure out how that's possible. But they were brothers and sisters. And what are you called? And Rav Chiya learned in Babel. So again, Rav Chiya. Even Rav Chiya is a Talmud of Rebbe. And it's very hard. What the Rishonim did for another, they don't understand this Gemara here. What do you mean that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was a Nasi? Who forgot the Torah and Rabbi Yehuda? He's the one who brought the Mishnahis together, make sure nobody forgot anything. And he was right here, in the Shtakha. What's going on here? And they have a hard time understanding what's going on.
Rabbi Moshe Beni, they forgot. What's the big deal?
Rabbi was alive then. Rabbi Chiya,
Moshe Beni was alive also and he forgot something.
What did they forget? The Gemara comes along and says, which halacha? We know nothing about it. Where? What? When?
One halacha. Escape.
Yeah, he never knew that halacha. Rabbi Yehuda Anas is the one who was collecting. Yeah, one halacha. First of all, which halacha? Second, Rabbi Yehuda Anas is the one who's got all the Tanaim there, collecting everything together. And Chiya made the braises. So what did he forget? What are we talking about here? We know nothing about this. And this is what Shlokh is saying. And then that was a Zaytikazach. Then he goes to the point. One of the things Rabbi Banav said was, there is no argument between Abdeis and Chachamim. He holds that Machzolus means, this is proof that Machzolus means, the only Machlek you know Chachamim is Machzolus. Must be Chachamim is Machzolus. Rabdeis says, Menastam, it's meant for Schach, and the Chachamim, no, it's not Makabotum, and the Chachamim says, Menastam and Ashkiva. When do they argue? There's no argument. Machzolus, Shalusha, those Machzolus come from Usha, Shehain, Tmeyas, they're very comfortable, they're probably made for sleeping. And Bishal Tayev, those from Tveri, which are very uncomfortable, saying, Tayed, the Tayed, they're not a Kavi. And what's the Machlekit? Amal Nechelku, Al Shar Mekamis, everywhere else. Mas Abdesa holds, Kibun the Lekka, the Yosef Elayu, says nobody sits on them, they're uncomfortable, they're not a Kali, Ketveri, down like Tveri. And therefore, they're not a Kabotuma. And Umas Acham hold, Kibun the Mikri, the Yosef, sometimes people sit on it, it's already sitting in a bed, and therefore, it's a Kabotuma. Kedusha Damian, Rashi. Shein Tmei is af midre the miyuchad the shchiva hein l'etash no other tash chosh tvei kosh zeim ein lach adon sheich lein. Here we see clearly from this dinya that it depends on the place where you are whether it's considered a mekabel tumah. It doesn't help. Doesn't matter that in Tveria they did it. Let's see what Usha did. Doesn't matter what Usha did. Let's see what Tveria did. So every place had their own meaning amokim. We don't look at the individual. Look at the community. What do people do? If people generally in this city didn't use it for a bed, doesn't matter that in the rest of the world they do. In this city they don't. Then you give it for schach. Or it's not a keli. We look at the Roy Bnei Adam. If it's not normal, then it's not a Kevi. Mikri Yosef, my sin, bring it. Let's go back and understand that we learned the previous Mishnah. According to Rish Lakish, call a choitzlis every machzelis metamin tummy mace. Is metame tummy mace divid abdesa. It's a Kaili mekame tummy mace. It's a Kaili. It's a Kabbal tummy mace. No, we learned before. Abdeisa said what, like Abdeisa held up Yishmael that says that whether it's braided or whether it's woven, you can always use it as chach. In other words, it's not a keli. You said before that in one mishnah, Abdeisa said that's not a keli. You can always use it as chach. And here, Abdeisa says that kol achaitz is maybe it's not tumas midas, but definitely it's a keli and mekabel tumas mes. Like kasha. Hard to eat, like a danfav had wings around it, if it has a rim around it so you can put things inside it, then that's what he's talking about, kol ha-chayitz v'kam in the mace. And when he says, by sukkah, hard to less like a danfav has no wings around it, has no rim around it, therefore then you can use it for schach, it's not a keli. Rashi. Chedreizem Gidvada, Shal Rabbi Yisi, the Zuvazu, Masachin, you can use them, Alma Lav, Kelu, the Kabbalah, Keli. Gedanfa, Kain Safa, Rim, Savi, Savi, Kibgoya, Matta, raise a bit of Kabbalah, Mashraisim, both things you can put inside, Vasir, the Tashri, Lost the Paytas, I got a Paytas, let's go Gedanfa, I feel the Kelu, I have it. The Schacher Gabi, Ali, Masuis, made, Nevis Schach. Right, Mittel has a question. It says in the Braise, Choitzle is these Machzeller, according to you, means Machzeller, Shel Sham, some kind of a material, shall gummy, and this rubber, this shall sack, and these are all comfortable. Shell sack, if it's made out of feathers of goats, wool of goats, this shall safita, made out of horse hair, mitame, tame, mace, they're all comfortable, they're kalim, and mitame, tame, divere, rabdesa. The Chachamim say, not only mitame, tame, mace, it's after me, there's people standing and sitting it, lying it, and they're mitame, tame, mace as well. Rashi. Sham Pavil Min Shifa. Shall sack minute leasing the hair from goats, shall speed them, the mash mistapim mitzavarasas, mazan the hair of a horse or his tail. Vitami Hames, Veloy Midis, the Kaili Emil Shiva. He says it's a Kaili, not sitting. Now, what's the most question? According not to the Shlokish, but the other opinion says that's Mar Zuvle, this is that sack that the shepherds use and they used to sleep on it. Shall Sham Vishal Gummi. I can understand why they're a Kaili. Why they're a Kaili? Even though most people don't use it for sleep. But why is it a keli? I can understand. Because it's suitable, lekinta de peri. You can, over there, you can store big fruits, even though it's full of punctures and holes. Okay, it's not good for small fruits, but you can use it for big fruits. So it could be a receptacle for keli. Shalsak, v'shapita, made out of here, horse here, out of goat here. Chazi, it's also suitable for something. For what? Legilki, v'tsani. It could be like a sack that, in fact, those are very good sacks that you put in their legumes and so on and so forth. So these are all kalim because they can be used for kalim for everybody. If it's a mat, not just a kalim that the shepherds put their fruits in it, but if it's a mat, I can understand. Shall sack a bit of the hair, the horse hair, chazi. Why is it a kalim? You could still use it for something. Leparsi for a curtain, for nafasa, use it as bellows when it comes to fire. Ella shall sham v'shal gummy, the rubbery thing. Lemai chazi. What can you use it for? What kind of kalim is it? Rashi. Rashi, ruin the count of the paid. Paid is gassin, thick paid. Shein yotzin derech neka, because they don't fall through small holes. So sack v'shal spira, shein erogin yofa, they're woven well. Chazi legulki v'tzani, kelim kein sackin, they're like normal sacks. Shein oisi men, kitnius, upaid is dakin, but a small little fruits or legumes. Alamanda, ma'achsel ma'amish, shein pshutin v'englen, beis kibble, beis kibble. So bishlam, shein sack v'shal spira, rabdeisa, avgat the lavish chivin, amen, for sleeping. Chazi leparsi for curtain and officer, for bellows. Levilin for a curtain, can I get Hapesa for the door, Krimatagi and Mephapesa, Parsa the Tara. Why would a curtain be a Kaili?
It's got a purpose.
A purpose to make it a Kaili, it has to be a receptacle. A Kaili has to be able to receive things. Why would a curtain be a Kaili?
They have to tell the Pavophus and the what do you call it? They talked how heavy it was and they had to carry it. It's only a curtain.
Yeah, maybe because of Tumatada. I mean, sorry, I don't know. Maybe the base meters are different. What?
He says, he, even though it's not a Kaili Gemara Beitza, and Tosi the Gemara Beitza, Daf Yudalit explains why.
What does he say?
He doesn't say why he tells a guy look at Gemara Beitza.
Okay,
I'm just
good.
Saying we can look at Gemara Beitza.
You'll get out of my clock and tomorrow.
Okay.
Homework for you.
Thank you.
Okay, and Nafaza, bellows, with Nafaz Ben, to use it to blow the fire, or a Kemach, or to use it for actually for to as a sieve. For flour, Kamoishe Noisen, all of Kemach, they put flour in it, Vikoifun Noisen, and they would double it over it, Vikoishen Bereisha Kafel, would hold another end, Kein Beitel Shlono. Beitel Shlono. In Yiddish, a Beitel. A pocketbook, a wallet. I don't know, what's a Beitel, whatever. Some kind of a sieve. Sorry? Is that what he says?
No, I'm saying,
oh, yeah.
It's a bag.
So it's like a sieve. Okay. What can you do with it? One answer is, Chazi Linaziyasa, used as a cover, a lid of a barrel, an ashi. My chazi libid rabbi deisa dam alav the shchiva avid amai tumas should the white tame. So we answer, you know why? Because it's suitable in ziyasa lechasas behen gigis to cover a barrel shoyse behen shechid that you make the beer. So therefore, it has
same question.
No, it is a keli, part of a keli. It's a lid of a keli. That's really a keli. That's one version of the Gemara. Ikram, others say versions like this. Bishle man faket. Mach tzolus mamish. I understand how it's a keli. Shoshama shogami chazin ziyosu shosak. Shoshama ziyosu can be a li. Shosak is beidu chazin leparsi for a curtain of an office and for a sieve. Man do amal mazuvle. Bishle man shosak is beidu chazin legulki vitzani to hold small peidus. Shoshama gami my chazin. What can you use it for? Full of holes. And the answer is chazin lekin to the peidus for the large peidus. Okay. says you want to write the Tanya. You learned Amr Chananya kishe yeradati legoyle. When I once had to leave Eretz Yisrael and go into Goyle because he wanted to ma'abed the Shana Motzasi and the great people outside. Motzasi, I found Zokin Echon, an old man. But Amr, he told me stam mesachin. You can use for schach bibudya. You can use schach budya a mat. Ukishabasi ate Rabbi Yeshua Achi Abba came to my uncle Rabbi Yeshua. He agreed with this old man, you can use a budya, which is a mat. Amar Rav Chizda, the said Rav Chizda, when can you use a mat if it's not a keli? Who the less legged danfer doesn't have these the rim around, doesn't have the wings around it to be a receptacle. Rashi, budya machtzelis. Besachim v'stomel l'sicha v'schach v'ein ekele tashmi. You wouldn't use it for anything else. So what's the difference between, is this budya the exact same thing in machtzelis and Mishnah? They're arguing with the Mishnah, or this is something else?
Yeah.
We had a story in my bracha. I think it was a gzeda. It was either the gzeda, and they couldn't make ma'abir the shana. And also, Rabbi Kiva was in Chutzlars. They went to Rabbi Kiva to do it because no, they didn't find anybody equal to him. Remember, we had the thing. This is the gemara we had when he was very upset. Was that here or who? Yeah, well, I think he was upset that he went. He was in Chutz La'aretz and he made Yibushana because he felt he was the greatest guy, and two Tanayim from Eretz Yisrael made believe they were his Talmidim, and then they listened to him, and after they started asking questions and they slugged him up and they showed him, see, we're better than you. What do you think, that you're the greatest guy and you made Yibushana and Chutz La'aretz? Because the din is that if there's nobody greater than you, even though you're Chutz La'aretz, you can go to him.
Yeah, but if he's got his uncle, he went back to
that
his
doesn't
uncle.
Mean his uncle's greater than him.
What?
He didn't mean his uncle's greater.
Than him?
Yeah, the Cheres, his uncle. Budya says tastes was different than Machzela. We told in our Mishnah. Budya is something made for dates. I guess it was a pretty flat thing for dates. Says Yimar Vaiter. Omer also says, Hani Budisa, the Bnei Mechuzza, these Budisa of the people of Mechuzza, Il Mole Kir Shalahen, had it not been for the rim, Mesachibo, you could use it as Chach. No, it was the rim ruined it. Same thing we said before. Tanya Nami Hochi Mesachibo Budya, Vim Yashon Kir, Ein Mesachibo, Yina Mesachib. Hadna Loch. Sukkah. Finish the first page. That's right. You know, Rabbi HaKadosh said, no, but that's about his davening was great. Oh, because he went around all the towns
exactly.
And made.
Was getting weak. So
yeah, but that's not what he said. He said, unless he's talking about not in Yiddish, not where they were learning, but in other places.
The fact is that he saw there was a weakness and had to be re-strengthened to people.
Yeah, but that was in the villages. He was doing all the open chabadas everywhere, basically.
Okay,
is that what the Gemara means? But they did for us, they try to work it out and they don't say that. So maybe they understood that it's forgotten from everywhere, not just from the Shtetlach. Kamak doyle maisechir, Ubonov. Tell you more about Hayoshen tachas hamita, whoever sleeps under a bed in a sukkah, la yotze de chavasi, in ad yetze, the midst of sukkah. Either because you're in an oil underneath the sukkah, or because you're not in the sukkah, you're in a bais. Rashi, Hayoshen lo yotze de chavasi, says Rashi, the oil mafsik bay, Rashi lends an oil. Problem is that this bed now serves as an oil, and so if there's an oil between you and the house, liya el sukkah, iki shiva sukkah, chilushti vishena. Says Rashi, says the main things of a sukkah is eating, drinking, and sleeping. One being right from the Zrashi, the other Mordechai, who says that if you have a sukkah that is suitable for eating but not suitable for sleeping, you're not even yet to eating. Not like Chacham Tzvi who argues on that. This Rashi says, Ika sukkah chil shtiv shayla. The Mefarshim have a big problem with this Gemara here. Lo yotzi de chavase. What does that mean? There's no mitzvah to eat. What we learned, that the only mitzvah is to eat the first night of sukkahs. There's no mitzvah to do anything else. There's an aveda to eat outside. There's an aveda to sleep outside. So what do you mean lo yotzi de chavase? Which chayv? The Mishnah should have said, over ba'ase. If you sleep there, you're over nasei, because you're sleeping outside of a sukkah. So, but Gemara learns Abba Lunach of Zayin, only the first meal. Now, Abba Lezer holds you got to do it 7 days. But we hold you only chayiv the first meal. The rest, e'ovid, e'ovid. It's up to you. If you eat, you got to eat in the sukkah. If you don't want to eat, don't eat. Same with sleeping. So others want to say, because the Gemara in the Durham says you cannot live 3 days without sleeping, eating, you can live seven days without eating. So therefore, if you ate the first meal of sukkahs, the rest, physically, you don't have to. So it's not a choiv, it's an aveda. But sleeping, since it's impossible, if a person makes a ned that I won't sleep for 3 days, we give him malchus straight away because it's impossible to keep. So therefore, they want to say this, as if the Torah is saying that you have to sleep, because at least twice in the 7 days, you're going to have to go to sleep. So therefore, lo yotzei chavasi. He didn't do because as if the Torah said you have a mitzvah of sleeping, he didn't do that mitzvah. That's what yotzei chavasi. But they found that hard to say, and the first big problem they don't really resolve it. What does yotzei chavasi mean? Says Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda says, I disagree. Noyagin, he told him a story, and from the story, he disagrees. Noyagin, Ayinu, we used to have a minik, Shayinu, Yeshay, Tachamid, you sleep under the bed. Bifne Askenim, we didn't want to be chutzpahdik and stand in front of the older gentlemen, so we used to sleep under the bed, not take up any room. Nobody said, hey, you're under a bed, get out, you want to learn Torah, there's a mitzvah to learn Torah in the sukkah, and you're not sitting in the sukkah, kosher. He said, ah, you're under the bed, it's all right. Amar Rabbi Shimon, I disagree. Maise betevi Avdon Gamlil, Tevi was an Evron Gamlil, and he was a Talmud Chacham. Shahoya Yoshan Tachas, I made him sleep under the bed. But Amal and Amgamlil is Kenim. But he eats in Tevi Avdi. You see Tevi, my slave. Shu Tamachacham. He's a Tamachacham. The Yodeya Shavodim to the Nesukah. He knows Avodim apartment from the Nesukah. So therefore, he sits under a mitzvah because he knows that a mitzvah you're not Yoyt the Sukkah. So for him, it's no problem. Lefichach Yoshnu Tachz a mitzvah, and therefore he slept under the mitzvah. So it's a little bit hard to understand. And if, even with a woman potter, if she wants to, she should be chayiv. So why wouldn't he have taken the opportunity of doing the mitzvah of sukkah meantime? Okay, God will serve Aisa. Okay, yeah, unless he holds like that shit. Rashi. If I remember correctly, some people bring a rai from it. No, you're going to, you know, time of hajj, you're going to oil. Why a bed is not a problem? Because a bed is only a temporary oil. Cannot cancel out the sukkah, which is permanent. Tevi avdei v'avodim p'turim l'sukkah. Poti mitzvah seishas man groma. Noshim pluris. Woman of poti seishas man groma. V'chol she'isha chayeves. Every night chayev. Every woman's chayev. Every woman's chayev. Every woman's chayev. In fact, later on we're going to learn that the reason why women are poti is from the word ha'ezach. Ha'ezach v'loi noshim. So why does the Rashi bring in a ma'isa mitzvah seishas man groma? And the first one will have asked this question on Rashi. But interesting is, the famous Mishnah Melech's question, when we say that Avodim, then as a woman shaves a beard, if she had a beard and she shaves it, she's potter. What about if an Eved, a male, shaves his beard? Is he potter or not? Because we say we're Makash an Eved to an Isha. So the Mishnah Melech has a Hochakira. How do we understand Pshat? Is it Pshat that an Eved is Chayiv, an Eved is potter Be'etzim from the Mitzvahs? And you learn an Eved from an Isha that is Chayiv. So whatever Isha is Chayiv, he's Chayiv. Whatever Isha is potter, he's potter. It doesn't matter what the reason behind it is. Or the Pshat is Vaket. An Eved is Chayiv in all the Mitzvahs. But whatever Isha's potter, an Eved also potter. But we are an Isha's potter is not because it's a kasef. It's just because not benimtza. Women don't have beards, and this, she's an exception. She's an exception. But women don't have beards. But an Eved does. Therefore, what's the p'tur by an Eved? So Rashi therefore is saying that the reason the reason why an Eved is potter, if it could be exes a kasef from her ezrach, then an Eved would be chayiv. Because I hold like the Mishnah Melech that Eved is chayiv in all the mitzvahs. And therefore, that which is an Isha's potter, an Eved is also potter. But if it's because there's a kasev, then it's not shaykh to an Eved should be chayiv. But since it's a mitzvah says man groma, that's why we Isha's potter, an Eved is also potter. But the fact that the Gemara says a ezer, so Rashi Moslem Pshat and Gemara different than the way the Pshat Gemara. Rashi Moslem Pshat Gemara is really an Isha's mitzvah says man groma, that's why she's potter. The Gemara wants to learn out from Tezvav, from Pesach, that just like over there, a woman's chayiv and matzah, she should be chayiv and sukkah. So we bring the pasuk of Ezer to cancel the Gzeira Shavah of Tezvav Chamisha Asa from Pesach. So she's potter because it's man groma. We would have thought that she's chayiv because of Gzeira Shavah, because we learn other things from that Gzeira Shavah. Kamashal on her Ezer that a woman is potter. So therefore, but what, if you ask why is a woman potter, say Mishnah Shman Groma. That's what Rashi's saying. Okay, back to Gemara. How can a bed be oil? It's not ten tefachim. Or according to the Lift version, that it's a bayis. It's not a bayis. We had it before. We had an opinion. It has to be ten tefachim. Targum and Shmuel. But mitasod, taka was ten tefachim. The bed was ten tefachim. Rashi. Right, Gemara. Tanah has been learned over there. Echad choir a hole shechir lemayim. A hole that it was a natural hole that water carved the hole out underground. And now made an oil. Oi shrotzim or shrotzim insects went in the rodents and they dug a hole out. Oi shechaltim alachas or the salt over time made holes in the ground. If you have bricks piled up and then you have the bricks, the way it's piled up is you have spaces and gaps between the bricks of like an oil. Beams in the same thing piled up in a way that you have oil underneath. Mailal tumah, if you have a kazayis of tumah on one end and you have food on the other end, it spreads the tumah around because it's an oil. It's an oil. Rashi. Bring tumah, we have the edge of the near the bank of the river. They come on it, and 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 Melad of Isha is Aisha Chaltim Malacha Sha'aretz Melechom is Bakaz Melech, and it cracks. V'chein Nidvich Avonim Gedol is large stones. Ha'aruchos are piled up upon Misha Achasidur Al Gabesh Nine, one above two, but Tachtein the Shechvezu and two next each other. Umafrid the Zumazu and the separated Yeshem Oil Tefach the Oil Tefach. For a building, yes, some have been the covenant in a lot of holes. But yes, behen oil, kol elu im kezayis meis, but toch oil barosh, kezayis meis on one end, and the kelim barosh on the other end. Nit mu ba oil mes, come tell me in oil mes. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol, and the leading up to this, and our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says that we slept under a bed. Rabbi Yehuda says that that kol oil she'enu osa b'nei adam enu oil. Any oil which is not a natural oil is not oil. If it's natural, if you're man-made, it's an oil. But if it's natural, it's not oil. Rashi b'nei adam miskaven lasadei. Not only you made it, not only is man-made, but it sounds like you have to deliberately have kavanah to make an oil. And oil tumah is not for oil tumah. So all of these examples where the water ate in, the shrotzim made in, that wasn't man-made. And it sounds like even the bricks, even though it was man-made, it wasn't kavanah. There's two more lines. My time with the Rabbi was a svar of Yehuda. Yaliv oil the Mishkan. He learns that from the Mishkan. So what's an oil? Only when man-made. They spread on the Mishkan. Malahalm the Adam is man-made. Avkam b'de Adam, man-made. But Rabbanan oil riba. There's so many times word oil by the Mishkan to tell you that whether man-made natural is always oil. Rashi. Let's finish this part. Oil riba. Ohalim tuvu k'sivu b'parshat parah. The rabbis afa osim elov. About parshat parah dum. It says many times oil will tell you that even if it's not man-made, it's a good thing. Okay, we'll change the margin.